WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. We're starting out hot and only getting hotter today, going around 20 degrees above normal for this time of year.
The record high for today is 91, which was set back in 1974, and we're forecasting a high today of 92.
Andy Woodcock of the National Weather Service says we're still not used to this heat yet. Some AC units might not be turned on yet, so it's recommended you keep an eye on the elderly and pets today. If you ask the demonstrators, it's fitting weather today for the People's Climate March on the National Mall. The National Park Service's organizers are expecting between 50 and 100,000 people. That includes Al Gore, Richard Branson, and Leonardo DiCaprio. It comes just a day after the Trump administration ordered a review of the EPA's website. The climate science section of the website disappeared. Getting to that march or anywhere else in around the region today may be more challenging than it usually is. Metro's single tracking on the Red Line downtown to do more tests for stray current, which is the reason behind Thursday's big meltdown. Also, Farragut West, McPherson Square, and the lower level at Metro Center will all be closed, with buses replacing Blue and Orange Line trains through that stretch. Safe Track is up on the northern stretch of the Green Line. That's shut down between Greenbelt and Prince George's Plaza. Orange Line riders, you're on deck. The next Safe Track surge was just announced by Metro, and it is a complete shutdown for a month, all the way between New Carrollton and Stadium Armory. That starts on May 16th. 4 days later, the fire's now officially out at a building near the University of Maryland.
Dozens of firefighters were called to a six-story apartment building under construction in College Park for the five-alarm fire on Monday. It took until late yesterday afternoon for the final hotspots to finally be extinguished. Prince George's County fire officials say they still don't know exactly what caused the fire, although it appears to have been accidental. Damage has been estimated at $39 million. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Trump's marking his 100th day in office today by signing an executive order that orders a review of the nation's trade agreements. Over those 100 days, some perceptions have changed, especially in Moscow.
He entered the White House promising to improve relations with Russia, even speaking of cooperating on international terrorism and joining forces in Syria. But 100 days on, none of that has come to pass. Trump officials criticizing Russia for fueling conflict in Ukraine, even ordering U.S. missile strikes on Russia's Syrian ally.
It's correspondent Matthew Chance in Moscow. North Korea test-fired a mid-range ballistic missile again for the third time this month. It ended in failure, according to the U.S. and South Korea. It happened shortly after Secretary of State Rex Tillerson warned that the failure to curb its nuclear weapons program could lead to catastrophic consequences. South Korea is threatening to take action.
There's more muted response, however, coming from Washington, an acknowledgement that President Trump has been briefed on the situation, but President Trump is also speaking in his own words about the situation, taking to Twitter and saying that North Korea has disrespected China and the Chinese president by pulling off this failed attempt.
That's correspondent Alexandra Fields. Sports, the Wizards eliminate the Hawks with a 115-99 win in Game 6. Next up are the Celtics with Game 1 tomorrow in Boston. The Nats take two tough losses, one to the Mets, another in the form of a leg injury to center fielder Adam Eaton. The O's blew an 8-run lead, allowing the Yankees a 14-11 comeback win in 10. The Caps hope to even things up with Pittsburgh Game 2 at the Verizon Center tonight at 8. We'll check traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mark Levin.
This is Chris Plant.
Larry O'Connor here.
I'm Brian Wilson.
This is Mary Walter.
Join us live on stage.
It's WMAL's Free Speech Forum.
Sunday, May 7th at the Birchmere. Join your favorite WMAL personalities for an evening of food, drinks, and conversation about the first 100 days of the Trump administration. WMAL's Free Speech Forum, sponsored by Zero Res. Tickets available now at Ticketmaster.com or charge by phone 800-745-3000. Hurry, there's just days left to buy your ticket.
After all the sleep you cost your mom through the years, it's time to give it all back. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. This Mother's Day, give your mom the gift she deserves. Great sleep on Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer over time. We guarantee she'll love them. She can try them risk-free for 30 nights. Now through Mother's Day, get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crying before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. check out our Ring of Security kits at ring.com/advantage. That's ring.com/advantage.
To find your locally owned and operated Cub Cadet dealer, visit cubcadetdealers.com.
At 7:05, checking on traffic and weather. First, we go to James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're seeing a relatively slow start to a Saturday morning. No accidents to report. We do have a couple of issues on the Beltway. The first on the inner loop, the southbound ramp to get onto Rockville Pike. They've got that completely blocked off, but that's because of some activity and road work that they've got going on there. Watch for the cones out on the Beltway outer loop. It's just before River Road on the far left side. That's a work zone. And the Courtney Schilling 5K happening, the big race. That's got Barron Cameron Avenue, North Shore, and other streets in that general vicinity shut down, coned off for the big road race that's going to be starting here in just a little bit this morning. In the district, no problems to report. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record heat expected today. Highs getting up to 93 with a slight chance of afternoon storms. Down to around 70 tonight. Tomorrow, mid-80s, partly cloudy. Right now, we're at 71 here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Jen Huff here with Regional Pest Management, your family-owned and operated local pest control company. With spring here, it's time to look out for termites. Termites can cause thousands of dollars in damage to your home, so make sure your home is protected by getting a termite treatment. We use Termidor, the world's best termiticide, and apply it using the latest technology, our Termidor HP unit. This new application allows us to apply the termiticide without disrupting your landscape. Contact us today for your free inspection and ask about our special offer. 800-365-STAR or online at regionalpestmanagement.com. Did you know spring is also the time to knock out the tick population in your yard? Have our tick boxes installed around your home and property, and your tick population will be cut by as much as 80%. It not only protects your pets, but also your family from getting Lyme disease. Let our family protect your family. Contact us today at 800-365-STAR or online at regionalpestmanagement.com.
How do you know you're getting first-class financial advice? Hi, this is Chase Hinderstein from the Wise Investor Group. The Wise Investor Group has been recognized in Barron's, Northern Virginia Magazine, the Financial Times, and Washingtonian Magazine for the quality of our investment and financial planning advice. Experience the difference a nationally recognized wealth management firm can provide. Call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. It's great to be joined by John Gizzi each week. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, great to have you with us here on the 100th day of the new Trump administration.
Great to be here this morning, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to hear about the first 100 days in the briefing room. But first off, so much media hype about the first 100 days. Where did it originate and how has it gotten to be so exaggerated?
Well, it's exaggerated from the beginning because it doesn't pass historic muster. Franklin Roosevelt became president in 1933, and his 100 days of legislative activity, creating the New Deal legislation that was meant to take America out of the Great Depression, was his legacy. Now remember, FDR was the last president to be sworn in on March 4th. So when you talk about 100 days at this point, remember something. Congress came into session in January in 1933, and they had much of the legislation from creating the Civilian Conservation Corps, the AAA to oversee agriculture, the Works Progress Administration, the alphabet soup. Most of that was already in legislative form. It was just up to Congress to pass the measure and the new Democratic president to sign the legislation. But his 100 days actually lasted until sometime early in the summer. And again, he had Congress doing the job before him. Bernard Snell, Republican minority leader and a New York congressman, said, heck, if this president asked us to commit suicide, we'd do it at this point. That's how desperate America was. Now, since then, they've used the yardstick of that 100 days and that flurry of activity when America was the closest it's been to the Civil War to breaking up and splitting asunder. That's a pretty tall order to be compared to. But look at it this way. Bill Clinton, even friends of his say he was disorganized in his first 100 days and tried some really long-shot endeavors, overhauling the health care system, which failed, and the record tax increase, which he eventually got through. I might add Barack Obama at this time had a very difficult 100 days. He got his stimulus package through. He had trouble with his budget at the time, but he had not yet found his sea legs as president. Changes in the health care system were only in the talking phase. In the case of Donald Trump, we see advances on many fronts. He's trying to overhaul the Affordable Care Act and replace it at the same time with something new. This is a case of not being able to please everyone and anyone. Many Republican members of the House say they simply want to repeal it first and then start passing individual legislation rather than replacing a big piece of legislation and keeping parts of it. Others say there's much in Obamacare worth keeping. Former Republican presidential hopeful and Ohio Governor John Kasich is a case in point. Many sitting congressmen feel that way. Mr. Trump did unveil a major tax relief proposal this week and omnibus reform of the tax system. He's developed good relations with many world leaders, notably the president of China, or China as our president calls it, Xi Jinping, as well as the Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe. And of course, something Mr. Trump mentioned when I saw him Monday night at the White House, his Supreme Court appointment, Neil Gorsuch, something that was very critical to his having the widespread and enthusiastic conservative support that he did. Overall, I'd have to say, we should say, to be continued on this, the 100 days. Quite frankly, I would wonder, why are we using a figure from the Depression that doesn't even match the time that presidents are in office today to judge our 45th president?
We've got to acknowledge the accomplishment of the White House Press Secretary, Sean Spicer, who takes on the White House Press Corps daily. What has it been like, John, in the White House briefing room for the press secretary in these first 100 days versus, say, Barack Obama's first 100 days?
Well, I have to say that as someone who was standing and up against the wall in the press room when Robert Gibbs, Barack Obama's first press secretary, said, "Good morning, ladies and gentlemen," it's a light years away from Sean Spicer opening the press conference on January the 30th, 2017. Sean has standing room only briefings every day with reporters coming as far away from China, Japan, Germany, and elsewhere. Now, Robert Gibbs had his standing room only press conferences, but by this time in 2011, I was finding it easier to get a seat. Sean Spicer is watched by an estimated 4.6 million Americans every day, and neither C-SPAN nor Fox News ever interrupts his briefings for anything else. How is he handling the press? Well, I would say pretty well, in the sense that if he stumbles and makes mistakes, as he did in the comment about Hitler and Assad and their using chemical weapons on their opponents, he apologizes, he backtracks, and guess what? Most of the press likes him. No one wants to see Sean Spicer go away. Does he give questions to the satisfaction of every reporter? No way. Is he someone who's accessible to reporters and has his staff ready to help them on things? You bet he is. I give him an A-, and I would say if only he can get to the point a little sooner and give me more questions, I'd give him an A+.
With the cable networks carrying the full briefings now, we see a lot more of your interaction with the press secretary.
Well, I would say that I get a lot of time in the press conferences that is noticed because so many people are tuning in. And as I said, neither C-SPAN nor Fox interrupts the press conference. Now, let me make something very clear. When I was a reporter in the previous administration, Josh Earnest was about as nice to me as one could be. He called on me almost all the time. He answered questions. He helped me on a private matter once to my satisfaction. He was fine. And the difference is not as many people are watching him. And quite honestly, it's not as much fun as the Sean Spicer show.
John Gizzi, the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Follow him by Googling Gizzi on politics. We will be watching for you, John.
Thank you, Rick, and to be continued.
7:16 Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Coming up on the program, we'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, Mercedes Schlapp from the Fox News Channel, and Deputy National Security Advisor K.T. McFarland, all on the way.
Big climate march happening in 350 cities across the world, but right here in D.C., both directions of Capitol to 3rd, Independence to Pennsylvania, Capitol Street, all shut down. They've already got the cones out this morning. That's going to start here in just a little while. Also in the district, 295 northbound, just before Benning, we've got a single lane getting by with a work zone. Everybody's forming into that. In Virginia, a right lane getting by on I-395 northbound, just past Edsall. That's a crash. The few left lanes are taken out. And in Maryland, on I-270 northbound, just past Falls Road, they've got a work zone set up in the left lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, look for sunshine and possibility of an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. High to 92 for tomorrow. Afternoon thunderstorms up to 84 on Sunday, and we have a chance of afternoon thunderstorms, a better chance on Monday with a highs of 83. Outside in Washington, 71. We're heading up to 92 this afternoon, 7:17 on the Saturday Morning Update.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
If you're between the ages of 45 and 65, have you considered purchasing long-term care insurance? It pays for assisted living, home and nursing home care, memory and Alzheimer's assistance. The cost of these services is a staggering $80,000 to $120,000 a year. By the time you need it, double that number, which is why long-term care expenses are unequivocally the number one risk to your retirement assets. I'm Dave Murray, host of Plan for Life Now. Join me this Wednesday, May 3rd, at Maggiano's in Tyson's Corner for my long-term care insurance seminar. Having started in 1999, I'll teach you everything you need to know about this topic, specifically how to choose and design an affordable long-term care insurance plan. Again, it's this Wednesday, May 3rd, at Maggiano's in Tyson's. Dinner and seminar are free of charge. Register at 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com. That's 888-582-4582. 582-4582 or planforlifenow.com, 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? It's Joe Pags here talking about Helix Sleep. Helix builds custom mattresses shipped right to your door for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and they'll build you a mattress made just for you. I went and did it, went to the website, got our Helix mattress, and my wife and I both love it. Shipping is free. You're going to have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio. Get $50 towards your new mattress. HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
NMLS 182334. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Looking for a refinance or a new home loan? Go to a responsible lender. American Financing employs salary-based mortgage consultants who focus on their customers' financial goals. It only takes 10 minutes to pre-qualify, and you may close in as fast as 10 days. American Financing has no upfront fees and will customize a loan program to fit your financial needs. Call American Financing today at 866-877-2322 or online at AmericanFinancing.net.
From enjoying time in a hammock to grilling out with friends, it all starts with a beautiful lawn. That's why we designed the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series lawn tractors to deliver strength, comfort, and the Cub Cadet signature cut. And during Cub Cadet Days, April 19th through May 3rd, get $100 off select lawn tractors. This is Strongsville, where lawns come to life. Visit CubCadetDealers.com to find your independent dealer and take advantage of this exceptional offer today. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
You know, there's a reason that year after year, local home buyers and sellers choose Frank Prindle. In fact, there are many reasons to trust Frank. Listen, when you love what you do, it shows. And Frank's passion for real estate translates into real results for his clients. Consider the story of Carol and Gary of Vienna. After settling on their dream retirement home in South Carolina, they knew they needed to sell their Virginia residence quickly. They looked to Frank to get the job done, and true to form, Frank delivered an offer in just one day for more than $6,000 over the asking price. There is no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or Frank will buy it outright guaranteed. The nation's leading authority on real estate, Barbara Corcoran, exclusively recommends Frank in the D.C. area. Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of Fox News Channel, and well, it's no secret that I trust Frank, so call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
After all the sleep you cost your mom through the years, it's time to give it all back. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. This Mother's Day, give your mom the gift she deserves, great sleep on Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer over time. We guarantee she'll love them. She can try them risk-free for 30 nights. Now through Mother's Day, get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Bayer Advanced Irizone Weed and Grass Killer. Just one application kills weeds. Plus, it prevents new ones up to 6 months. Get more from the blue bottle.
You always make me laugh, so I love tuning in.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is great stuff.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The Washington Capitol Boating Show is April 28th through the 30th at Prince William Arena, just one block off I-95 exit 160. 500 new and used boats. If it's boating, it's Prince William Arena. Visit PW Marina for more details.
The Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is a CIA-trained intel operative and now Vice President for Strategic Initiatives and Operations at the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be on. Rick, thanks for having me on.
And the reports out of the UK are that police have foiled a terror plot after raids in North London and Kent. Six people arrested, a woman shot in twin raids in the UK. We seem to be making progress against ISIS on the battlefield, but how about the lone wolves that are inspired and these plots that are surfacing in Europe? Are we right. making progress there, or is there any way to measure that?
Well, first, we are making progress in the battlefield. Mosul has been a slog, no doubt, and I think most of us talked about Mosul being a slog. I didn't think it would take this long, though, but we are, I think, going to see that wrap up in pretty short order. The lone wolves. Look, the lone wolves are a product of essentially long-term operational planning by ISIS for purposes of, as you said, trying to find ways to get people kind of committed to doing acts of terror on their part. And it's going to take a lot of time because this is not they're not lone wolves. It's a system of violence which they've set up and it's been very effective for them. So when we see something like the London terror raid and countering the plot, I'd like to believe both got lucky and understood exactly how to do the collection. Others we have not. In France and Belgium and other places, we didn't get ahead of them. So I think the answer is we need to be much more focused on going after these lone wolves, because they're not lone wolves. It's a system. It's a system of training, of indoctrination, of command and control. I believe a lot of these guys have some little method of communicating with ISIS in some form that allows them to know when it's go time. So I think we have to get much better on that, and we do that by studying the network, and I don't think we've studied the network globally as well as we should to stop it.
I want to turn to North Korea. We're going to talk with KT McFarland shortly about the policy aspect, but I wanted to talk to you more on the technical side. The latest launch, a failed missile launch, was a KN-17 ballistic missile. Tell us a little bit about what that means.
Well, that's not an intercontinental ballistic missile. I was kind of going nuts last night by everybody saying it's an ICBM. No, it's not an ICBM. An ICBM is one of those things like the Minuteman III, which we drew across the Pacific last week to show and to make the point that we could do an ICBM strike. This is more of a short to medium range missile, which was designed to strike something in the region. This is exactly what the THAAD, surface-based, ground-based counter-missile system was sent to deal with. So, and it wouldn't have to deal with it. It was not sufficiently on a trajectory that we were worried about it. And let me be clear on this, because the Pentagon was a bit concerned about some of the misinformation out there. The Pentagon's policy is to not shoot down anything, but technically speaking, we could do a lot more than we are. Right now, the focus technically is trying to make sure that no missiles come off the northern part of the peninsula going towards South Korea, Japan, or one of our interests. Otherwise, things like this, if it falls into the sea, I don't think anybody cares that much about it.
So much talk about Seoul and the population of 26 million. What is the threat to Seoul from North Korea? In other words, the geography, the time it would take, the defense.
Well, that's a great question. I've been there. And unfortunately for the people of Seoul, they're within direct artillery range of North Korea. They're that close. I mean, we're talking about the DMZ, the Demilitarized Zone, being less than 50 kilometers from Seoul. And let me tell you something, Rick. I'll say this, and I don't want people to panic, but, you lob a few mortar, artillery rounds into Seoul, you create huge panic. And the panic itself would be the thing that kills most people. It's no small issue that the North Koreans have threatened Seoul constantly since the end of the war, the armistice back in 1953, because they're still technically a state of war. But it's no small issue that the North Koreans could, in effect, envelop Seoul very rapidly during a combat operation and make things very difficult. The only good news we see in this is that the North Koreans don't have a lot of fuel. They don't have a lot of ammunition, despite what they say. And any sort of full-blown invasion would fizzle within less than 10 days, because they just don't have the resources to do it. And this goes back to the Chinese. I don't think the Chinese for a minute are going to stand for any sort of shenanigans at that level from the North Koreans at this point in time.
So in other words, if North Korea did launch a strike of some sort against South Korea, you're saying that they would not have the resources to really fight even a ground war, in terms of if they sent troops in, they don't have the backup resources in terms of supplies and things like that?
You know, after being in the Army for 30 years, well, I'm not a logistician. I spent a lot of time with them. And, Rick, to sustain an army in combat requires tons of ammunition, thousands upon thousands of gallons of fuel, and the ability to move stuff around rapidly. They just don't have all of that. Again, they could probably do some damage. They could go south. They could get in about 10 miles, and there's not much more they could do. To do something more than that, they would require direct and definitive support by the Chinese, and that means gas, that means ammunition, that means everything. So I just don't think the Chinese are going to do that. And if you look at the balance of power, the balance of terror, if you will, there's just no way that could be sustained, and I just don't think the Chinese will put up with it, because Rick, while we would get wet, the Chinese have to go into a typhoon to deal with this. They would lose economically, and frankly, they would lose politically. So I do believe that the Chinese are going to be our best friend trying to restrain the North Koreans from here on.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer at the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, thank you so much. You can follow him on Twitter.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
You bet. We're coming up on the 7:30 news with Steve Burns, back with KT McFarland and Mercedes Schlapp after that.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. Pope Francis is in Egypt today, holding mass for the small minority of Christians there that have been the subject of terror attacks in recent weeks.
The Pope was invited here by the main Muslim leader, the Grand Imam of Al-Azhar. Al-Azhar is the center of learning and teaching for Sunni Islam. So the Vatican thinks that it is an important partner in dialogue.
That's correspondent Delia Gallagher. There's one last set of battles in Richmond between Governor Terry McAuliffe and Republicans in the General Assembly as the next budget gets finalized. McAuliffe has vetoed a section of the budget that the General Assembly passed related to public-private transportation projects. McAuliffe said the bill could preclude unionized construction contractors from taking part in those projects. Republicans said the language only looked to make sure that non-unionized companies weren't unfairly excluded from those projects. House Speaker Bill Howell also said the governor's attempt to veto a section of the budget that prohibits him from expanding Medicaid is unlawful. And it's on to Boston for John Wall and the Wizards. They took down Atlanta in Game 6, 115-99 last night. Wall dropped 42 points.
I had it going. When I missed some shots or it didn't go my way, Brad came in and made a big shot and made a big play for us. So the way our team just locked in defensively and didn't worry about who had shots, we did a great job of closing out.
Game one against the Celtics is tomorrow afternoon in Boston. More sports. The Caps are trying to even up their series with Pittsburgh. Game two at the Verizon Centers tonight. The Nats lost a heartbreaker to the Mets and also lost center fielder Adam Eaton to a leg injury in the ninth. The O's had an 8-run lead, and they blew it, losing to the Yankees 14-11 in 10. We'll check traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple, well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
At 7:33, checking on traffic and weather. First, we head back to the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. James Stanley is the latest.
Steve, we do have a few areas that folks might want to watch out for this morning, including a cleanup in the Alexandria area that you'll be able to get by the crash. It's on the 395 northbound stretch. It's just after the toll road as you approach Duke Street. We're getting a report of some fallen power lines on South Pickett Road at the intersection. This is near Van Dorn, and it looks like that's going to close the eastbound direction on South Pickett. Capitol Beltway this morning moving nicely. Earlier road work has already been picked up. You could find some stray road work, but it's not going to cause any delays this morning. Through Virginia on the Beltway as you travel through West Falls Church and head into the Roseland area, even though there are no issues on Leesburg Pike to I-95. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record heat expected today. Highs getting up to about 93 with a slight chance of afternoon storms as well. Down to a low around 70 tonight. Tomorrow, mid-80s and partly cloudy. Monday, highs in the low 80s with more afternoon storms. Right now, 74 in Dumfries, 66 in Bowie. We're at 71 here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
What could you do with an extra $1,000, $2,000, or even more every month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out.
I want to invite you to a free online Trading Academy Investor Foundations class here in the DMV on May 11th, 12th, or 13th, so you can check this out. And if you text the word WEALTH to $79.79 right now, you will receive your own do-it-yourself investor's kit, a value of $247 when you attend. Seating is limited for these free classes on May 11th, 12th, or 13th. So text the word WEALTH to $79.79 right now. Again, that's the word WEALTH to $79.79. Text WEALTH to $79.79. Message and data rates for texting may apply.
Are you house hunting? Imagining that new dream home? If so, you're probably also thinking about interest rates, the best neighborhoods, and market conditions. You expect home prices to go up over time, but what happens to your down payment if they don't? That's why we created Mortgage Plus Down Payment Protection by First Heritage Mortgage. Here's how it works. You buy that dream home, but a few years later, things change. Life happens, and you need to move. With Mortgage Plus Down Payment Protection, if you sell at a loss, you can be reimbursed up to the full amount of your original down payment, giving you the flexibility and confidence that modern home buyers deserve. It's the new, smarter way to buy in a rapidly changing market. Mortgage Plus Down Payment Protection. Only from First Heritage Mortgage. Learn more at GetMortgagePlus.com or call 800-781-3626. That's 800-781-3626 or GetMortgagePlus.com.
Coverage restrictions apply. Visit GetMortgagePlus.com for full coverage details and disclosures. First Heritage Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. Company NMLS ID number 86548. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Spring is positively bursting with color at Potomac Petals and Plants. Let their experts help you bring the best of spring home. Their hand-selected assortment of trees, shrubs, plants, annuals, perennials, and more is unlike any in the area. And right now through April 30th in their garden center, buy three and get one free on perennials, three-gallon azaleas, and hanging baskets. Experience hand-selected quality that lasts. Visit Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
Jen Huff here with Regional Pest Management, your family-owned and operated local pest control company. With spring here, it's time to look out for termites. Termites can cause thousands of dollars in damage to your home, so make sure your home is protected by getting a termite treatment. We use Termidor, the world's best termiticide, and apply it using the latest technology, our Termidor HP unit. This new application allows us to apply the termiticide without disrupting your landscape. Contact us today for your free inspection and ask about our special offer. 800-365-STAR or online at regionalpestmanagement.com. Did you know spring is also the time to knock out the tick population in your yard? Have our tick boxes installed around your home and property, and your tick population will be cut by as much as 80%. It not only protects your pets, but also your family from getting Lyme disease. Let our family protect your family. Contact us today at 800-365-STAR or online at regionalpestmanagement.com.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
7:37 on the Saturday Morning Update. It is an honor to be joined by the Deputy National Security Advisor to President Donald Trump, KT McFarland. KT, it is great to have you back with us.
It's an honor and a pleasure from my end, too.
Well, thank you. You know, for people that may be joining us recently, KT was with us for each week for over 5 years of the Obama administration, and we often characterized the foreign policy as leading from behind. President Trump, you know, brings his experience in business leadership to presidential leadership. And KT, I wanted you to tell us about his approach and style. I mean, you work so closely with him and what he has dispatched you to do.
Well, we're not leading from behind again, I want to point out. We are firmly leading from the front. And what I found terrific about President Trump is for a president, for a man to come into this office who's never been a commander-in-chief. You know, he has never been a governor. He's never been a cabinet officer. He's never run for office before. This is his first time he's run, first time he's been commander-in-chief. And when I watched the first time he dispatched military might, and this was when we attacked the Syrian, the airfield and the planes that had launched the chemical attacks against Syrian women and children, he did it decisively. He asked all the right questions. He didn't linger. He didn't doubt. He didn't second-guess himself, and then made the decision, and it was a complete success.
Now, he has spent a lot of time developing relationships with world leaders. Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about that outreach and the response he's getting.
Well, normally when a new president comes in, foreign leaders call to congratulate him. And he'll call back, and usually there's this very pirouetted, minuetted order in which order they call, for how long they talk, all the talking points they get written up by people like me and the staff. Well, President Trump, he picks up the phone all the time. He receives calls all the time, often directly. And if he's created, you know, we used to have shuttle diplomacy with Henry Kissinger or global diplomacy with President Obama. We got telephone diplomacy with President Trump. He has an ongoing, regular relationship with almost 40 different leaders that he's talked to, you know, several times. And with some of our closest allies, they're talking to each other not just once a month or once every 6 months. They're talking once a week. And the way I saw this first was about a month or so ago, the German chancellor, Angela Merkel, she had won a very, you know, it was a statewide election. She wasn't expected to win it. It was not a big deal in the international scope of things. But President Trump had read that she had won, and so we walked into his office that morning, and he said, I want to call Angela Merkel. And I, among others, said, well, you know, that's not such an important thing. It doesn't really rise to the level of the head of state. And he said, no, I want to call her. So he called her. She was surprised that he called. But they talked about the German election, talked about what did he see in the United States and the world. They shared their ideas of politics and of international relations. And he hung up the phone, and I thought to myself, I was pretty stupid. He was pretty smart. He knew that the important thing with a leader as important as the German chancellor was to establish a personal relationship. So sure enough, fast forward about 10 days, she called him to tell him about something. Now, the two of them talk regularly, and he has that kind of relationship with the Japanese prime minister, whom he took down to Florida and had a weekend of golf, which they both loved. But as President Trump said, that really put him on a personal footing, and they had a relationship with each other as individuals as well as world leaders. President Trump did the same thing with the Chinese president. They've got a personal relationship. A number of our European allies, he has that kind of a relationship with, as well as Canada and Mexico. I mean, just last week, we were considering what to do about the NAFTA treaty. How do you bring it into the 21st century? Some people said, well, we should cancel it. Other people said, no, leave it alone. Well, President Trump picked up the phone and talked to the Canadian prime minister, talked to the Mexican president, and they all agreed we're going to renegotiate it, bring it into the 21st century. So it's that kind of direct diplomacy without having to go through a lot of assistants and aides and advisors, that I think is a really significant thing. And here's why it's important. Often when international crises happen, or even war, it's because of miscalculation. One side misread what the other side was thinking. But when you have this kind of presidential head of state telephone diplomacy, it's a lot harder to sort of not understand what they're thinking is. You may not always agree with what they are thinking, and you may not always want to go along with what they're suggesting, but at least you know where they're coming from.
We are marking the first 100 days of the Trump administration, and I wanted to get your perspective from the inside on achievements. And first off, how domestic issues and achievements on the domestic front really play in to the foreign policy front?
Well, that's a great tie-in, too, because I watched President Reagan do it when I was in the Reagan administration, when he understood first you have to fix the economy, get economic growth, and then you can tackle a lot of your national security problems. But as you're building the economy, you're also building the military. So just last week, we were in the little dining room off of the Oval Office. I was there with the Secretary of State, with my boss, General McMaster, one or two others, and the President, we were briefing the President on an issue. And then the president turned on the phone, on the television in that little office, and we were watching the head of the National Economic Council, Gary Cohn, and the Secretary of the Treasury, Mnuchin, talk about the tax cuts. They talked about tax cuts, personal tax cuts, and corporate tax cuts, and then talked about streamlining the economy. Anyway, the president told us to be quiet, and we all watched what the economists were saying, and then afterwards, the president said, what this is going to do is jumpstart the economy, and by cutting corporate tax rates, $2 to $3 trillion will come from overseas to reinvest in the United States. in our infrastructure and in manufacturing plants are creating new industries, and it's going to be led and fed by cheap energy. So with that, the president understood that if you can start growing the economy, and the president was saying 3%, maybe not today, but in a year, and then other economists have said, gee, 3% may be conservative. Once you start doing that, not only does it pay for the Trump defense buildup, but it will also give us options and leverage over our adversaries, the kind of power that we've not had for decades.
The Trump doctrine, it might be a little early to call it a Trump doctrine, but there is clearly a Trump approach. And as you look at North Korea, we are doing things on multiple levels in trying to alleviate the crisis with North Korea, including the president showing empathy for Kim Jong-un, according to the Washington Post, and explaining that, he took over a government at the age of 27 and how challenging that must be for him. Tell us a little bit about the Trump approach and kind of the multi-pronged layers.
Well, the Trump approach is to think way outside the box. And if we go to him and say, well, it's always been done this way, it's almost a reason for him to turn around to us and say, well, let's do it another way because it hasn't worked so well before. And with regard to North Korea, one of the first things the president did, so he took office January 20th, he turned to the National Security Council staff and said, I want you to come up with some options on North Korea. He got some briefings that were laid out very clearly that North Korea has nuclear weapons and it is building missiles with the intention of reaching the United States. So in other words, a nuclear weapon on top of an intercontinental ballistic missile could go from North Korea to the United States, for which we don't have an adequate defense. And so he said, that's my number one priority. So we then set out, I as the deputy national security advisor, my role by statute is to go to the other agencies and come up with some options. Well, the first time I did it, they came up with some not very good options. It was a little bit of diplomacy, a little bit of sanctions. And so I sent it back to the State Department, Defense Department, Intelligence Community, Treasury, et cetera, and said, think way outside the box. This is the Trump administration. Just because we've never done it before doesn't mean we're not going to do it now. And sure enough, especially the intelligence community, especially the Treasury Department, came back with some really solid options of things we could do that would involve sanctions, potentially secondary sanctions, some tough strong-arm diplomacy. We have military options. We have covert options. And they presented them to the president. And he wants to do them all at once. And at the same time, he understands that the most important leverage over the North Koreans isn't us. It's the Chinese. That's one of the reasons President Trump had one of his first major summit meetings with the Chinese president. They spent 2 days together, hours talking just one-on-one, and they talked about North Korea, and the Chinese have offered to help. So as the president says, we're not naive. Maybe they'll help, maybe they won't, but we're going to at least give them a try while we do all these other things.
Well, we want to congratulate you on success in the first 100 days. I mean, we have seen a reset in the relationship with our world leaders and clearly reestablishing our leadership position in the world. And thank you so much for the part you are playing in it. An honor to have you with us this morning, KT, the Deputy National Security Advisor to President Trump, KT McFarland. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure and an honor for me, too.
7:48, Saturday Morning Update, WMAO. We'll talk with Mercedes Schlapp next.
If you're between the ages of 45 and 65, have you considered purchasing long-term care insurance? It pays for assisted living, home and nursing home care, memory and Alzheimer's assistance. The cost of these services is a staggering $80,000 to $120,000 a year. By the time you need it, double that number, which is why long-term care expenses are unequivocally the number one risk to your retirement assets. I'm Dave Murray, host of Plan for Life Now. Join me this Wednesday, May 3rd, at Maggiano's in Tyson's Corner for my long-term care insurance seminar. Having started in 1999, I'll teach you everything you need to know about this topic, specifically how to choose and design an affordable long-term care insurance plan. Again, it's this Wednesday, May 3rd, at Maggiano's in Tyson's. Dinner and seminar are free of charge. Register at 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com. That's 888-582-4582. 582-4582 or planforlifenow.com, 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com.
And time for traffic and weather on WMAL.
Wow, what a difference a few minutes makes. Just getting word of an overturned truck on Buckystown Pike. This is Maryland Highway 85, both directions. The ramp to get onto 270 are blocked. They're working now to get that righted so they can get it towed off. In Virginia, I-395 northbound, just past Edsall, we've got a right lane getting by. Left few lanes taken out. That's a crash, non-injury. Climate March happening near the Capitol, 3rd Independence, Pennsylvania. All of those streets shut down for that today. And the Courtney Schilling 5K happening in Virginia, both directions of Barron Cameron, North Shore, and other roads in that general vicinity have been already coned off. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We are looking for partly cloudy weather today with a high of 92. We'll be in the mid-80s tomorrow with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s again on Monday. Right now in Washington, 71, heading to 92, 750 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Mercedes Schlapp, Fox News contributor and columnist at the Washington Times. Good morning.
It's great to be here.
Everybody's talking about the first 100 days. What stands out to you as maybe the most striking highlight of the first 100 days?
Well, surely I think the confirmation of Justice Neil Gorsuch is probably his biggest home run and is, I think, one of the highlights of his first 100 days. This is a president who, during the campaign, promised that he was going to pick a conservative to the court, someone who's a strict constitutionalist. He did just that. Obviously, the confirmation is something that is going to be have such an impact for a generation to come. And so I think for the president and those who supported him, especially amongst the conservatives, it was an incredibly important issue to ensure that they would, that President Trump would pick a conservative to the court, and that is exactly what they did. What he did when he picked Neil Gorsuch.
Everybody's talking about grading the president for the first 100 days. How about grading the Republicans and the Democrats on Capitol Hill? First off, the Republicans.
Well, I was on Fox News last night with Martha McCullum, and it was fascinating to watch. There was obviously a former Obama staffer who basically gave President Trump a D, and then there was Chris Sarwald, a friend, but who works for Fox News, who gave him a C, and they both laughed at me when I gave President Trump an A-. And I have to say that when you look at the fact that the ones who I give a D or an F to are definitely the Democrats, who at every step, every instant, anything that the president mentions, they are quick to criticize, they are unwilling to work with the president, and they're resisting his every move. And I find that to be something that is counterproductive, because they are not helping to find solutions to help improve the status of our nation and to help to come together to solve the real critical issues that we're facing in America, whether it's in the foreign policy side or on the economic side. And I find that to be incredibly unfortunate because I believe that the Democrats, for the most part, have remained so unwilling to accept President Trump, and they still believe that Hillary Clinton should be president. And you know what? Get over it. And I think that it's been very unfortunate that they've decided to not work with President Trump or with Republicans on getting a legislative agenda moving forward. With that being said, I also think that Republicans in Congress, with this division amongst the centrists and conservatives, it has been harmful. And I think that, you know, partly when you look at the fact that Speaker Ryan has not been able to, and the GOP leadership have not been able to bring together the Republican Party on issues like health care reform, I think it presents a real great challenge, and it's a legislative setback for the president in helping to accomplish his goals. They've got to govern. They've got to have some legislative victories. Otherwise, they're going to see some serious political consequences coming in 2018.
I want to turn to an article that you wrote in the Washington Times, because it is so significant, and it talks about the lack of freedom of speech, and in particular, the attack on Ann Coulter. But I think we've seen this since even before Donald Trump was the nominee, that if you were a Trump supporter, you had to keep your mouth shut around town. It's gotten worse, and now it's this attack on anybody that seems to espouse a conservative viewpoint, such as Ann Coulter.
You know, I can't tell you how many different individuals would come up to me during the election season and quietly tell me that they were going to vote for President Donald Trump. And, I have to tell you, it really bothered me, because I think in this country we should be able to speak freely and openly and loudly who we support the candidate who we want to support and hope not to be judged because of who we support. And I think in the case of Ann Coulter, look, I wish Ann Coulter would have shown up to Berkeley. I wish she would have made that statement, because I think that at the end, these violent extreme liberal groups won this battle. And we're seeing time and time again these commentators, speakers, activists not being able to speak freely on college campuses. They're being shut down and silenced by liberal groups using what I would call terrorizing tactics, which I think is incredibly anti-American. I mean, this goes our freedom of speech and our Constitution. It is anti-American. I think what we're seeing is something that I'm very concerned about, and I think that the universities have a responsibility to stand up and defend free speech and really encourage this type of debate and discussion with different viewpoints on campus. We should not be dealing with safe space for our college students. These college students should be exposed to a variety of opinions and an ability to intellectually think through what they believe is the right way forward in terms of dealing with critical issues in America. And I think by shutting down conservatives, it really does not allow that environment, or create that environment so that we can have what I believe is an incredibly important discussion where both liberals and conservatives can have this discussion together. And I had that experience when I was a student at Florida International University. I mean, my parents being Cuban, they had Cuban communists come onto our campus. And yes, it was very unsettling to me and to many of my friends and students who were there. But guess what? The greatness of America is that these communists can come and speak up and give their opinion and have a heated discussion and debate. And I thought that at the end, it was, I think, something that was good for us to go through that process, because what we are able to accomplish here in America, the ability that we can have the free speech, is so important. Because guess what? If you go to Cuba, I wouldn't be able to do the same thing. I couldn't be able to talk about the greatness of America and the greatness of this nation and the freedom and democracy that we have here in our country. That would not be allowed in Cuba. And I just don't want our college campuses to just become so frozen in fear by basically saying that we can't have conservative speakers come on campus.
Mercedes Schlapp, co-founder at Cove Strategies, and I would encourage you to check out her commentary in Thursday's Washington Times headline, Coulter, the latest target of liberal attack on free speech. Mercedes, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
7:57 Saturday morning update. Thank you so much for being with us this morning, and thank you to all of our guests, including Katie McFarland. Great to have her back on the program.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
Here is a secret your life insurance company does not want you to know. Seniors have been selling their policies for over 15 years. If you're over 65, call the experts at Crosspoint Life Settlements at 800-450-1826 to see if you qualify. Never surrender or lapse your policy until you really know what it is worth by calling us at 800-450-1826. Crosspoint works with financial professionals, assuring their clients maximize the value of their policies. Call 800-450-1826 or go online to sellmypolicynow.com for valuable information. A Crosspoint representative is available to help you. Stop paying premiums and get your cash today. Crosspoint Life Settlements, a new look at life insurance. Check us out at sellmypolicynow.com, sellmypolicynow.com, or call 800-450-1826.
If your man cave has four tires and a steering wheel, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you turn your radio down so you can hear your engine hum, then CarQuest is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest carries BWD engine parts. BWD, making parts that meet or exceed original equipment parts for over 90 years. CarQuest is serious auto parts. Visit CarQuest.com.
Getting ready to downsize? Find out when to sell or buy a home in 2017 with Eric Stewart's must-read report. Call 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com and download the free market-ready guide. Get Eric's invaluable tips on decluttering and prepping your house in the right sizing guide. Call him now at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Call Eric today and get moving tomorrow.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.